You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on the first day of the new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good evening. It's Labor Day in the United States of America, so it's a holiday, so everything is very, very quiet indeed. There were some results out today, which you can have a look at. Trellidor, Bidvest, RCL and AVI. RCL Foods doing very well indeed. Share price up around about 8.5%, but otherwise very quiet indeed. And that's reflected in the spot prices. Starting with the currencies, where the dollar rand is 17.19, British pound against the rand is 19.78, and the euro is 17.05. The euro dollar 99.20, British pound against the US dollar 115.05. And no real reaction from the appointment of Liz Truss as the new leader of the Conservative and Unionist parties, and also therefore the new Prime Minister from tomorrow. It's quite interesting though. If you go through YouTube videos and put in Liz Truss' abolition of monarchy, you'll see her as a young firebrand at Oxford University having a speech, giving a speech rather, about the abolition of the monarchy. Enough is enough, she says. Abolish the monarchy. Now she's on a train up to Balmoral Castle to meet the Queen and to say to the Queen, I'm here to request your permission to form a government. So I wonder if the Queen has seen the 1994 videos, which are freely available on YouTube. Oh, and there's one other thing as well. The Two-Face at the time wasn't a Conservative as she is now. She was a Liberal Democrat. Good luck, Britain, I say. Right. That's that rant out the way. The gold price is $1,711, which is flat. The platinum price is up 14 to $831 an ounce. The palladium price is 2017, which is up $5 an ounce. And the all-important crude oil price, with OPEC's meetings very much to the fore. Yeah, oil's done pretty well, actually, if you like it going up. It's currently 2.8% higher for Brent crude oil at $95.63, and West Texas crude is $89.50, which is up 3%. Natural gas has rallied very slightly to 8.81. Elsewhere, not much going on at all. It'll all be back tomorrow, because this is officially the end of the American holiday period. But we've still got trade in the US 10-year Treasury bond on the futures markets, but nothing much there, 3.20%. The South African 10-year bond yield, 10.35%, 2 basis points higher from Friday. And what else? S&P 500 futures, although the real market is closed, S&P futures in desultory thin conditions, up 0.25% to 3,935. Let's have a look at a few of the movers up and down on the JSE now. On the upside today, Thungela Limited up 5.8%, HCI up 5.33%, PSG Consult also 5.33% in the green, African Rainbow Minerals rallied by 3.75%, as did Alphamin. On the downside, Prosus, well off its lows of early dealings. Prosus down, though, 3.2%. Truworths down just over 3%. Their results out last week, of course. Coronation, 2.9% down. 91, another fund manager, also just about 2.9% weaker. And Karoo lost 2.7% today. As for the major indices, they stack up like this on this very quiet Monday. Resources stocks gained by just over 0.8%. Industrial stocks lost by just over 0.9%. Financials just over 9.9% higher as well. So as you can see, a mixed performance. The top 40, 60,844 flat. And the all-share index, 67,399 flat. I'll be back tomorrow morning with the opening. Please join me then. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.